Good to be with you, brothers and sisters, this Saturday morning. 很高兴在这个周末早晨跟弟兄姊妹一起相聚。Most of the brothers and sisters in Manhattan don't get up this early on Saturday morning.
我们曼哈顿的纽约曼哈顿的弟兄姊妹这么早恐怕起不来的。
I live in Manhattan.
因为我现在是住在曼哈顿。
And I don't travel so much because I'm concerned for the young life that we have there in Manhattan.
那里我们有好多年轻人，所以我很少外出。
But since we have Noah and Kathy to take care of the brothers and sisters there, I feel safe to come here this weekend and speak to you.
但是有诺这个 Noah 跟这个 Kathy 两个姐夫妻两个在那边照顾弟兄姊妹，所以我就放心的出来了。
So thank you for lending them to us.
谢谢贵教会把这么好的弟兄姐妹借给我们用。
We want to speak from the book of Revelation, and so we want to turn to Revelation chapter 1.
请我们打开启示录第一章。
We eventually want to get to the church of Philadelphia in chapter 3.
我们最后会到第三章的这个腓拉铁非教会。
But we won't be getting there this morning. We have to travel a lot of interstates to get from here to Philadelphia.
我们要有一段距离要从我们这里慢慢一直到腓拉铁非。
I know you're all familiar with this book.
你们对启示录应该有很熟悉了。
I want us to begin reading in chapter 1, beginning verse 9.
我们要从第一章第九节开始。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并给耶稣做的见证，曾在那巴莫的海岛上。
I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet saying, Write in a book what you see.And send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音，如吹号，说你所看见的当写在书上，打于以弗所四美拿巴加摩，推亚推拉，萨迪，菲拉铁菲，老底加那七个教会。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe, reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash.
我转过身来要看见是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣。直垂到脚，胸间竖着金带。
His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters.
他的头与发洁白，如白羊毛，如血；眼目如同火焰。脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。
In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。
And he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades.
他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那死而复活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven gold lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事并将来必成的事都写出来。论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
And then let's turn to chapter 10 for a few verses.
我们翻到第十节，第十章。
Beginning in verse 8.
十章八节。
Then the voice which I heard from heaven, I heard again speaking with me and saying, Go, take the scroll which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel, telling him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, Take it and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey.
我先前从天上所听见的那声音又吩咐我说你去把那踏海踏地之天使手中展开的小书卷取过来。我就走到那天使那里，对他说：“请把小书卷给我。”他对我说：“你拿着吃尽了，便叫你肚子发苦，然而在你口中要甜如蜜。”
I took the little scroll out of the angel's hand and ate it, and in my mouth it was sweet as honey, and when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter.And they said to me, You must prophesy again concerning many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
我从天使手中把小书卷接过来吃尽了，在我口中果然甜如蜜，吃了以后肚子觉得发苦了。天使对我说，你必指着多民多国多方多王再说预言。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
让我们再一点祷告。
Our Father, as we come to this book, we know it's only the Spirit that can reveal to us its meaning.
天父，当我们来到你的面前读这本书的时候，我们承认只有圣灵才能够解释这本书。
How we thank you for this dual provision of your living word and the Holy Spirit as its interpreter.
我们实在感谢你，你不但把圣经赐给我们，你更把解释圣经的圣灵赐给我们。
We stand under the anointing of your life as we fellowship regarding these matters this morning.
今天早晨当我们站在你的面前来读你的话的时候
We know that from your word comes life.
我们向你承认你的话就要发出光
And so we ask for your life this morning.
我们也向你求这个生命
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.God's word is very precious.
神的话是宝贵的。
I was actually just watching a little film, 10-minute film on YouTube this morning.
今天早上我在 YouTube 上看一个十分钟的短片。
And it was a film from, I believe, the Wycliffe translators.
这个短片是威克里夫这个翻译圣经的这个协会所造。
And it showed the landing of a plane in West Papua New Guinea.
在这个片子是讲了一个飞机在新几内亚这个地方下降。
And this plane was arriving for the first time with a complete New Testament in the language of this tribe of people.
因为这个飞机呢是把一个刚刚翻译好给这边土著的最新的一个圣经运过来。
Now they showed this tribe, they were dancing and they were singing.Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, as they waited for the plane to come in.
那么这个片子就是当这个飞机要下降的时候，地上有很多的土著在那里欢迎这个飞机把圣经带来，他们在唱耶稣爱我。
When the plane door opened and they came out, they had a package about this size, all wrapped in Chinese stuff, with these Bibles.
那么他们把那个机舱打开，一包一包的这些圣经，包的。
And the three leaders took this and began to pray.
那么这个三个土著的领袖
就抱着这个圣经在那里祷告。
He said that God's word has come to us.
啊，神的话来临到我们了。
They had had fragments of the New Testament, but now, from Matthew to Revelation.
那么现在以前是他们宣教士片段的翻译圣经，现在整个的新约完整的摆在他们面前。
And it was amazing to see this sight. All of these people, they were weeping and praying and singing. They had received the word of God.
你可以看到那当时的景象，这些弟兄姊妹在那里为着有神的话来到他们中间，他们在那里高兴的流眼泪。
We know to many Christians in this world, the very word of God is the basis upon which they can remain alive and have a hope.
今天我们实在知道许许多多的人他们在地球上生活唯一的那一个盼望就是有神的话语在他们中间。
Now this weekend we're going to read and fellowship in the matter of the book of Revelation.
那这个周末我们在一起，我们的信息的主题就是放在这个启示录的上面。
And there's one fact that everybody agrees upon regarding Revelation.
那在这本书有一个事实。
It's the most unread book in the New Testament.
是在整个27卷新约的里头最少被读的一本书。
You look at a Christian's Bible, often the book of Revelation, you still have to peel apart the pages because it's so infrequently used.
因为你如果观察很多弟兄姊妹翻到这个部分的时候，那个页子还粘在一起，没有打开过。
Now some people say they're afraid to open this book.
那有些人说我们害怕开这本书。
Others say, well, I started reading, but I got confused, so I stopped.
有的人说我开了读了也不懂。
It's very interesting how difficult the book of Revelation is.
很有意思，这本书是蛮难读的。
Those with great intellectual minds go in and try to pick it all apart, but they get confused along the way.
那些最聪明的脑袋的人想要读这本书，读完还是头昏眼花。
Why is it so difficult?
为什么这本书这么困难呢？
Well, one thing we could suggest.
有一个理论。
There are 404 verses in this book.
在这全卷的书404节
John only quotes from the Old Testament actual quotes two times.
而他在这一些经节里头只引用旧约两次。
But in this book there are 265 allusions to things in the Old Testament.
但是在这里所形容的许多的景象有265件，这些景象都在旧约里面出现过。
If you don't know the Old Testament,then the book of Revelation doesn't make a lot of sense.
所以如果你不懂旧约，你就没有办法懂这一本书讲什么。
You have to know who Balaam was.
因为他比如说讲到巴兰，那巴兰你在旧约才找得到。
You have to know about the lampstand in Zechariah, the seven horses in Zechariah.
那他提到四匹马也好，讲到灯台也好，这个是在旧约的撒迦利亚书。
You have to know all of these names like Jezebel and Babel and all of these things in the book of Revelation.
我还提到耶西别了，还提到巴别了，这些词汇如果你在旧约没有根基的话，你读这个新约就不知道讲什么。
But I want to suggest that that's not the reason that it's difficult for us to read.
但是我要说的就是说，这个不是真正不懂这本书的原因。
The problem with this book, it's prophecy.
这本书难，因为它是一个预言。
Now prophecy cannot be read. It has to be eaten like a scroll.
读预言不是你读去，不是去读的问题，是你要把这卷书吃进去。
Now we might say that the Gospels are like milk, and you as a newborn babe can drink the milk of the Gospels.
四福音好像灵奶，你就是喝进去就可以了。
But prophecy is meat.
但是圣经的预言就是里面的肉
，even chewy meat like an octopus。
你要消化这个肉，像那个章鱼。
Now our God told John to eat the scroll。
因为在这本书我们刚刚念的，神叫约翰把这个小卷拿来吃了。
Now is there anybody you know who knows the word of God better than John？
你知道在圣经历史里头哪一个人对圣经的理解像约翰对圣经的理解那么深刻呢？
But God was about to show John everything that we see in John chapter 11 through the end.
那么神现在要把从11章一直到最后所有的事情要再一次向约翰启示。
You know, beasts, 提到兽
the wolves,
提到那些这个咒诅
Babylon,
提到巴比伦
the religious Babylon,
提到这个宗教的巴比伦
the martyrs being eaten,
然后直到那些这个寻道者被吃掉
Now these are tough, this is tough meat.
这个肉蛮难吃的。
And so, God spoke and said, John, now you must eat this scroll.
所以神对约翰说你要吃这个卷小卷。
Now we know when we eat the word, we are strengthened.
你要知道我们每次吃神的话我们的灵命就坚刚强。
But when we eat prophecy, it also prepares us for what lies ahead.
但是当我们把神的预言吃进去的时候有一个目的是让我们预备我们面对未来。
Now many Christians don't chew on prophecy, and spiritually they're unprepared for what lies ahead.
所以如果基督徒没有预备好来把这个神的启示读吃进去的话呢，我们对未来是没有办法面对的。
Now you haven't chewed prophecy unless two things have happened.
但是你除非先应验两个条件，不然你没办法把这个圣经吃进去。
First, you have to chew it in your mouth.
第一，你要把它吃在你嘴里。
Sweet as honey.
像我们刚读的圣经
，My brother opened up with this word.
这个你的话比蜜更甜。
The word of God is sweeter than honey.
神的话比蜜更甜
，because it gives us life.
因为这里面给我们生命。
It's like what happened to Jonathan when he took that honey.When he was out as serving in the army, and life came into his eyes.
所以在旧约里面，那个约拿单，他去吃到那个蜂房的蜜的时候，他的眼睛就亮了，有了力量。
So the word of God is also sweet as honey to our mouth.
所以神的话对我们应该像蜂蜜那么甜。
When it gets down inside,
然后进到我们的肚子。
It's like Vietnamese food.
那就变成越南食物了。
causes some upset,
里面反胃
it causes some visceral reaction,
可能抽筋
why?
为什么
well, prophecy is made up of two things.
为什么因为预言有两个部分
now these are two old words, but they're used in King James, so they're good enough for me.
这个在听听版的圣经用这两个字
all prophecy has to do with judgment.
第一是跟审判有关
Prophecy pertains to judgment
每一个预言里面都带着审判
But judgment includes both weal and woe That's the two words、
oh. 那么在这个审判在这个审判的里面包括了轮与这个灾难
Weal and woe
轮子跟灾难
Now, weal is an old King James word, comes from the word we get wealth from.
哦，这个字是一个古老的英文字，跟财富有关。
Weal, W-E-A-L. Weal. Just put T-H on the end, you have wealth.
再加两个 T-H 的话，就变成财富了。
What this really means in Old English,
那这个字本来什么意思？在古英文里头
is reward.
哦，是赏赐。
And then, of course, woe.
Woe is it.
Our brother Stephen Kang always calls it woo.
Johnny Jones says woo.
Because it seems to be the same as shoe. S-H-O-E. So he says woo, but it's woe.
应该发音成 woe.
And woe means punishments.
Woe 就是灾难，要是一个审判，是一个惩罚。
Now think of it. You have never read a prophecy that doesn't involve weal and woe.
所以你在 prophecy 这个预言的里头呢，一定有这两个部分。
And so people resist prophecy.
所以人不喜欢读这个东西。
I don't like to read this book. It scares me.
因为害怕。
Makes me realize there's some woe.
因为这里面有灾难。
Now Jesus wrote this so that John and the bondservants could know about the weal.
那么约翰写的时候的神要让他看见这里面有神的祝福
Have you ever seen a book in the Bible more filled with reward than the book of Revelation?
因为这本书里头没有圣经其他的经卷没有像这本书有这么多的赏赐
But prophecy always involves this choice
所以我们面对的就是两个选择
If you overcome there's this wheel
如果你得胜
你就得到这个祝福。
If you do not repent, there's this woe.
如果你没有去悔改，这里就有那个审判。
So in prophecy, if we get it down into our tummy, it begins to work weal and woe.
所以当你把神的话吃到肚子里去以后，这两个部分就在你的里面就动起来了。
Now John, we know, as a great mystic Christian.
这个约翰是一个奥秘派的圣徒。
From his gospels and from his letters.
不管你去读他的福音也好，读他的书信也好。
We know that John especially knows Jesus as life and grace.
他认识耶稣是我们的生命，是我们的恩典。
But in the balance of scripture,Our God gave prophecy for John to speak.
在神的恩典里头，神也把这一个预言赐给使徒约翰。
And so it should instruct us as Christians in this regard.
所以对我们有一个教训。
We need more than grace to be perfected as his bride.
我们所需要的比恩典更多，让我们能够做一个预备好的心腹。
We also need not only the word of grace, but the word of prophecy to perfect the church.
所以我们一个教会不是单单需要神的恩典还不够，还要再加上神的这个预言，让我们能够成为他的心腹。
After the church has been founded upon the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
靠着耶稣基督的恩典教会才能够被建立起来。
Then prophecy becomes important for the final perfecting.
但是神的预言今天要把这一个软弱的教会带到丰满里头去。
And so our God chose John in his latter years to share these final prophecies of that which would perfect the church.
所以在末世的时候，神就用他的使徒约翰来把他的教会从软弱带到完全。
We know from 1 Corinthians chapter 14 what prophecy does.
你要知道在哥林多前书14章讲到神的先知讲道。
We have in English, we say it comforts, it instructs, and it warns.
所以在这个书信里头他说到这个神的话语能够叫我们得到教训，得着勉励，得着责备。
So prophecy edifies.
它能够建立我们。
Do you know what the word comfort means in Old English?
这个英文这个安慰这个字有什么意思呢？
We have in our older Bible English, the comforter will come.
在老英文的翻译里头，耶稣说到这个安慰者要来。
Now we think of comfort, that it means the Holy Spirit will come like a snuggie.That we can put on and you keep us all nice and warm.
我们的理解呢就是说这个圣灵来了就好像我们穿一个小棉袄在身上一样。
You have snuggies?
棉袄你们都穿过。
It's probably Chinese invention.
中国人发明的。
But the word comfort doesn't really mean that.
但是这不是这个字的意思。
What does it mean?
那什么意思呢？
It comes from an old Latin word fort to mean the strength.
它从拉丁文 fort 这个字来的，它的意思就是说保障。
Prophecy strengthens the saint.
这个预言能够让我们得到保护。
We have times very soon ahead full of tribulation.
在我们前面马上就有许多的灾难。
Those who have eaten the scrolls will survive those times in victory and overcome.
所以在这本书你要看见能够把预言吃进去的人才有力量面对前面的挑战。
So we see that John is writing this revelation of prophecy to the seven churches.
所以你可以看到约翰在这里写了七封信给七个教会。
If you turn back to chapter 1,
你回到第一章来看，
you see that this word is especially given to the bondservants.
这一卷书是赐给他的奴仆，耶稣基督的奴仆。
Now that's a restricted audience.
这是一个有限的对象。
What does it mean?
什么意思？
Many people cannot receive the book of Revelation.
大部分人是没有办法接受这本书的。
Why?
为什么？
Because they don't obey the word.
因为这些人从来不顺服神的话。
We know in verse 3 of chapter 1,
这个第三节，
you need to read it.
You need to hear it, and you need to obey it.
好，有三个动词，念这个书的，听见又遵守其中所记载。
So the book of Revelation is something to be obeyed.
这本书是要遵守。
It isn't like a modern apocalyptic film that they put from Hollywood.
这本书不像那个好莱坞拍的那个世界末日的电影。
It's not something to entertain us.
这个不是娱乐性的东西。
Something to be obeyed.
是要顺服的。
And so these bond servants are those who are obeying God.
那这里讲到的这一个仆人就是顺服主人的人。
And it's always true.That God reveals to those who serve Him the things that must take place.
所以这本书是对那些愿意顺服侍奉他的人来做对象。
Many Christians have a theory of what will take place, but in their soul, they have no idea what is soon to take place.
所以今天有很多的基督徒在理论上知道我们现在来到了将来的所谓的末世。但是真正是怎么一回事里头没谱。
There's so many theories about the book of Revelation. When this will happen, when that will happen.
所以你今天如果去读那些预言的书你会发现每一个人每一个作者有不同的理论讲到将来的事情。
But they're not prepared for what will really happen.
但是根本没有预备好来预见这些将来要发生的事情。
The reality within the book of Revelation is much more intense than the symbolism.That we see.
这本书的实体是非常的强烈，它不是仅仅有一些预表性的东西，这个记号而已。
So, are you willing to eat the scroll?
那现在我们的挑战说，你预备好来吃这本这个书卷吗
？What is the other book in the New Testament that's also prophecy?
在新约里面还有哪一卷书是预言性的
？There's portions in the Gospels like Matthew, the end.
比如说马太的后一半。
But one whole book,
有没有一卷书是预言性
？Right, Hebrews,
希伯来书。
Hebrews is prophecy.
它是一个预言。
And what did the writer to Hebrews say to the people he was reading?
他对那个读预这本希伯来书的对象是谁
Now, there's so much I want to tell you, but you can't take it now.
啊，我有很多事情要告诉你们，但是你们现在受不了。
Because you remain as babes and you need the milk.
你们还是婴孩，只能吃奶。
But prophecy are for those who by strengthening and righteousness can eat the meat of the word.
那么，如果我们长大，我们能够在义的这件事情上有操练的人，他们就能够吃这个肉。
And so this is our problem with prophecy. It doesn't matter if it's Daniel or Revelation or Hebrews. You just can't understand unless you can eat the scroll.
所以今天我们基督徒不管你读旧约的但以理书我们现在读了新约的启示录或者希伯来书你没办法消化。
And what happens when you eat the scroll gets down in your belly and there's spiritual digestion.
那么如果你就这么囫囵吞的话就发现
What do we call spiritual digestion?
什么叫做属灵的消化系统
Revelation.
就是你要有启示
If you chew it long enough, you say, you now have just digested these words.
所以如果你在那里嘴里面在咀嚼这个神的话的时候，忽然间有一个灵感来了。你看见光了啊！你懂了，就这个意思。
So if you get agitated, you just burp. You still haven't seen.
所以你如果不消化，在里面滚啊滚的，那你就是还没有得到启示。
When you say then you have chewed the scroll.
所以你什么时候里头忽然间亮了啊？那就对了。
Now this book is very important to us because it shows us how God desires to recover and prepare His bride.
这本书讲什么？这本书就是说，神怎么样来把一个软弱的教会能够达到他心目中那个最高的地位。
You can see from chapter 1 verse 4,
第四节你可以看得出来。
That John writes this as a letter to the seven churches.
约翰写信给亚细亚七个教会是信。
The whole book is to the seven churches.
这整个这本书是对七个教会说话。
God is revealing to them and giving to them that which helps them come to perfection.
就是神借着这个启示，希望七个教会能够达到完全的地步。
Now we know that John, in his later years, he became, as it were, the apostle responsible for the Asian churches.
因为约翰在他晚年的时候，他执事的范围就是在这个七个教会的这个范围。
How come he wasn't still apostle over the Jewish churches in Jerusalem?
他为什么那个时候没有在耶路撒冷成为犹太人的长老？
Young people?Because there was no more Jewish church in Jerusalem. It had been destroyed.
因为整个那个时代的时整个罗马人已经把耶路撒冷烧掉了。
The apostles went different places. John went to Asia and began to work with the church of Ephesus and Laodicea, all those.
所以当那个时候门徒四散，那么使徒约翰就来到了这个小亚细亚这个地方。
Now we know John had a very particular ministry of recovery of life.
那么在神把使徒约翰身上的执事定为恢复的执事，把属灵的生命能够恢复起来。
No doubt, he was a tremendous apostle.
他是一个了不起的使徒。
The best you can have, humanly speaking.
以人来说他是
And yet, despite his best efforts, the seven churches were in some decline.
虽然有这么好的工人，但是整个教会属灵的光景是退步的。
Now, what does that tell you?
啊，就告诉我们一个很重要的事。
Man cannot perfect the bride. The best that man can give is not enough.
所以你这一个很清楚的信息就是，你最好的工人也没有办法让软弱的教会达到完全。
How many of you, John is your favorite writer?
我们中间有谁在各种作者里头，圣经的作者喜欢约翰的作品？
If John were here in Bellevue, no problem. Jonathan's out, I'm out, John.
所以如果使徒约翰来这里的话呢，我们两个都走路了。
And he's the best.
因为他是最好的。
Because he always tells you, love one another.
他告诉你们要彼此相爱。
What could be better than him?
那谁又比他更棒呢？
It's not enough to perfect the bride.
但是就是最棒的这个大使徒也没有办法让主的教会达到完全。
And John could see in his heart the decline of the life in the churches there.
约翰能够看得很清楚，这个七个教会是在属灵上退步的。
And now he was in exile. He could only pray for the churches there.
那他现在又被皇帝放逐，那么他在这个无能为力的光景下，他只能为教会祷告。
Now it was time for God to take over.
现在是完全放手让神做工。
For God to bring the final measure in to perfect the bride for the coming of the bridegroom.
神自己的灵要在教会身上做工，让他自己的教会从不完全达到完全。
How does God do that?
神怎么做呢？
We see it here.
那就是这本书。
John, while he was praying,
当他在那里祷告的时候，
heard a voice,
他就听见一个声音，
saw seven lamps,
他就看见七个金灯台，
and saw this.Tremendous, mighty, this mighty one.
然后他看到一个非常伟大的全能者
that speaks to us.
他对他说话。
How does God respond to decline?
这就是说，神面对一个正在退步的教会，他怎么反应呢？
Now we often, many places, pray for revival.
那很多的地上的教会在那里祷告，求神复兴的教会。
That God would revive His church.
神来复兴他的教会。
This is a wonderful prayer.
是很好的祷告。
But God has a higher method.
但是神的方法不是只是复兴而已。
How does He recover His bride?
神怎么样恢复他的信仰？
He gives them a glorious revelation.
他要把一个荣耀的意象赐给他们。
Of His Son.
这个意象乃是关于他的儿子
，as pertains to the church，
对教会是怎么样的一回事呢
？Most people have much too small a view of what the church is。
今天很多人对教会的概念是一个非常小的概念
，and so the church must be seen in this glorious context with the Son standing over。
所以神第一步要做的就是把我们的眼光带到那个属天的境界，从他的儿子的身份来认识他的心腹。
Now, here in Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 16, we saw this tremendous vision that John saw.
你在这一章的十二节到十六节，他看到这个荣耀的这一位。
Now, most of these descriptions, the golden sash, the feet of bronze, all come from the Old Testament.
在这里所描述的，不管说是束着金带也好，不管说到他的脚如同这个锻炼光明的铜也好，这每一个叙述都跟旧约有关系的。
The eyes of flame of fire,
火焰的眼睛。
The mouth of two-edged sword,
嘴里面有一把两刃的利剑。
The voice like the sound of many water,
声音像重水的声音。
All of that comes from the Old Testament.
每一段的形容都跟旧约有关系。
And when they used in the Old Testament, who are they describing?
在旧约用这些形容词的时候是形容谁呢？
Let me start with an easier question.
用简单的来说。
What three books in the Old Testament does John draw from the most in his description?
哪三本书是他引用最多的旧约圣经？
Number one, Daniel. Yes, that's right. 53 allusions to Daniel in the book of Revelation.
在但以理书里面有53个意象。
And Daniel chapter 7, chapter 10, chapter 12, you can find all of these phrases. Eyes like flame of fire, gold in the belt.
这些形容你在但以理书里面都找得到的。
Who's next?
第二本书呢？
Ezekiel,
以西结。
43 allusions.
43处。
All right, who's next? Oh, now this is tough.
第三本书。
Which one?
Zechariah.
Zechariah, 15 allusions.
15个。
So, if you study a New Testament, an Old Testament, you can understand some of these things.
所以你如果读过这旧约的这三本书，那你回来看这本书。
Now, there are four people described in the Old Testament that this is a composite vision of.
那么这个意象是在旧约里面讲到四个人物的综合。
Number one,
第一个人。
Well, I'll give you a hint. First, you have two archangels. In Daniel,
描述两个这个基路伯，不是天使长。
Who are they?
哪两个天使长在但以理书里讲
？Michael and Gabriel. This is the description of Michael and Gabriel. Now, sometimes an angel comes in the Old Testament, and the people don't know: is this a human or is this an angel?
所以在旧约里面那些看见异象的人尤其看见这个特殊人物不知道他到底是天使呢还是人
Sometimes angels come in disguise and stay in our house
有的时候天使是化妆来的住在你家
We thought they were just a human
你以为他只是一个人
Then we found out it was Alice Pong
发现他是 Shoy
Queen
No
你不知道
ButYou never in the Bible, when archangel shows up, you never mistake them for human being.
但是如果是天使长到你家来的，你绝对知道。
Because archangels are much grander.
因为他是很宏伟的。
Glorious sash of royalty across their chest.
这里有一个金带挂在这里。
Eyes that flame with fire. That's no cross-eyed man.
眼睛像火焰一样，不是这个斗鸡眼。
They speak as sound of a waterfall. You hear this is a mighty angel.
他讲起话来是像重水的声音，这是全能的天使。
And then two other references are found within this passage.
这里还有另外两个。
It begins one like a son of man.
他说像好像人子。
Now you notice like.
好像
It doesn't say the son of man. He says one like a son of man.
好像人子
And of course we know that comes from?
Ezekiel.
Right, Daniel chapter 7. Many times son of man refers to Ezekiel. Son of man, stand up. That's Ezekiel. He's just son of man. But the most apocalypticrevelation of the Messiah's coming is in Daniel chapter 7.
那么然后你去读但以理书第七章的时候就有这个词汇。
One like a son of man coming on the clouds in glory. This is like a son of man.
那一个词汇就是说那个像人子的那一个驾云而来。
To any Jew, soon as you hear that, it's the Messiah coming.
那犹太人听到这句话就知道弥赛亚来了。
Now, of course, you know, there were two basic theories of how the Messiah would come.
有两个理论讲到弥赛亚怎么来。
There was the theory that said he would be born of the line of David.
他是生来在犹大这个大卫支派里头的。
For unto us a son is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. So he will be born and come up through David's line.
他政权在他的身上，他是大卫这一条线生出来的。
But the other vision for many Jews was apocalyptic, that the Messiah would come on a cloud and come to the earth and destroy the evil and set up his kingdom.
第二个犹太人的观点里头讲到这个弥赛亚来的时候他是驾云荣耀而来来摧毁他的仇敌。
So we also have like a son of man in this portion, right?
所以你在这里看到有这个词汇。
Okay, and then there one more.
还有一个。
He had hair like me.
他的头发像他一样白的如羊毛。
Now I know every time you read that you think of me, right?
每次读这个就想到 Daniel.
No, no.
不是
Every time you read this, you think of who? There's only one.
只有一个人头发是白的。
There's only one. The Ancient of Days.
就是那个、
No.
Ancient of Days, 就是也是在但以理书里头的。
And Daniel is a prophecy of the Ancient of Days, whose hair was white. It was God.
就是神自己。
But then when the Son of Man came on the cloud, he came like the Ancient of Days with this same hair, which means wisdom.
在圣经里面用这样的头发白如羊毛的意思是讲到这个智慧的问题。
You don't see him coming on the cloud holding onto a cane and going, no. His gray hair means wisdom.
他不是老了拿了个拐杖出现的是讲到这一个智慧。
Unfortunately, with my gray hair, wisdom fell out.
我是相反，头发越白，智慧越少。
So you see all of these things from Daniel, from Ezekiel, from Zechariah. Who is this mighty one?
所以他在这里所引用的所有的这些形容词，都是从旧约里面讲。他们的影射谁呀？
Now, because all of you have been to Bible class, you know, of course, it's Jesus.
你们都上过主日学，所以你们都知道这是耶稣。
But John didn't know it was Jesus.
但是约翰当时不知道是谁啊。
And just like Daniel, just like Ezekiel, he saw this mighty vision, he fell down like a dead man.
但是他的反应，约翰的反应跟当年这些先知们看到异象的反应是一样的，他们都扑倒在地，好像死掉了。
He was overwhelmed by this glory.
因为这个荣耀太大，把他们击倒了。
He didn't know it was Jesus.
他也不知道他就是耶稣。
Something inside here, maybe it's Jesus.
是在他的肚子里面好像有一点感觉可能是
doesn't look like the Jesus he knew
但是跟他以前所见的耶稣不一样
This is a mighty powerful being
这个是一个全能的荣耀者
He fell down under the power
他就在他这个极大的能量里头扑倒了
And then he felt the tap
然后他就感觉有人拍他
He heard the voice he knew.
他听见一个熟悉的声音。
That's when he knew it was Jesus.
他就知道这也就是耶稣了。
He said, John, I am the living one.
耶稣跟他说，我是那个活着的那一位。
I was dead, now I'm alive forevermore.
我曾经死了，现在复活了。
Suddenly John understood this is my Jesus.
他就知道，哦，这个讲话的就是我的耶稣。
He said, I am the beginning and the end.
我是首，也是尾。
Who is the God, who is the writer in the Bible who writes the most about he who is the beginning?
哪一个人最常在他的著作里面常常讲到那个起初的那一位
John says, oh, the beginning, Jesus.
那就是他自己他常常讲到耶稣是那个起手者
And I hold the keys of Hades and of death.
他说我拿着阴间的钥匙
Now what does that say?
什么意思
When he hears the voice of Jesus and he hears these three statements,It's all Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And now he knows who's there.
所以每一个耶稣自我介绍他心里面就非常的清楚跟他讲话的不是别人就是耶稣。
And then, as Jesus explained,
the mystery of the lamps and the stars, John understood the way of recovery.
所以当这位主耶稣亲口向他解释这个七个星与七个金灯台的奥秘，他就知道神今天要怎么做事了。
Now, John did not know what the lampstands meant until Jesus told him. It's a mystery. To John, it was a mystery.
这个金灯台，约翰是不懂它到底代表什么样的属灵的含义，直到耶稣把它解开来，他懂了。
Why was it a mystery?
为什么是一个奥秘呢？
And there were these seven stars in Jesus' right hand. John didn't know what they were.
这个在耶稣手中的七星，他也不知道什么意思啊。
You know, when Jesus shows us something,
当耶稣启示我们的时候，
our common response is, Lord, I don't know.
我们的反应都一样的，我们什么也不知道。
When you read the prophets of the Old Testament, they seem like the dumbest people around. They say, Lord, I don't know. Do you know? Tell me, Lord. I don't know. What's that? I don't know. God's always saying, what is that? He says, I don't know. What are those lamps, Zechariah? I don't know.
所以你在旧约里面读这些异象出现的时候，那些旧约先知的反应，他们好像都是白痴，问他是什么，都是回答不知道，不知道。
Now, do you and I, we go to the Bible class, so we know, oh, that's Jesus. How could they not know that?
但是我们查经的时候，我们每次说啊，这是耶稣嘛，太清楚了，我们怎么他们都不知道。
But what if you had this explained to you for the first time?
但是如果第一次你听见这个事呢？
Then you see something.
然后你就忽然间亮了。
John saw something very important.
啊，耶稣，约翰就看到这个非常重要的启示。
Now that's, see, this is part of our problem today.
今天我们的问题在这里。
When you look at Revelation chapter 2 and 3, you see the seven churches there, right?
你读二章三章，你就看到七封信。
Blah, de, de, blah, blah. We know all seven churches.
我们对七个教会了若指掌。
I don't know if all the young people know all of the seven churches.
我不知道年轻人是不是这样。
They say, Ephesus, Smyrna, Thessalonica, Pergamum, Laodicea.
那些七个名字读不清楚。
Yeah. But we all know when we read them, right?
但是我们读的时候我们都知道。
Now there's two common interpretations of these seven churches.
有两个解释这七个教会。
First, we could take each church and look at its spiritual wheel and woe.
你可以从神在这个七个教会里面关于他要说的灾难也好，祝福也好。
Jesus commends each church. Jesus rebukes each church.
他对每一个教会都有鼓励的话，也有责备的话。
We could study the seven different churches and their spiritual life.
你可以一个一个来看他们属灵的。
And then we could say, which one are we closest to?
然后我们把我们自己的教会跟这个七个教会来比一比，哪个最近。
And of course we look, of course it's not Laodicea. No, maybe Ephesus.
我们老底家我们不喜欢，我们喜欢以弗所。
So we try to make spiritual lessons from these seven churches.
所以我们这样就从七个教会得到一点属灵的教训。
And then there are others who interpret the seven churches according to seven stages of the church history.
另外一个解经的方式呢，就是这个七个教会代表整个教会历史的七个阶段。
Now you have all studied that, huh?
有人我们都读过。
Do you know about these things? You know, like Ephesus church is the church in the first century.
以弗所书代表第一世纪的教会。
Smyrna was the persecutions of second and third century.
那士美那代表第二个世纪、第三个世纪被逼迫的教会。
Pergamus was the church when Emperor Constantine made the church like the Roman government.
那么这个到了第三个北加摩教会的时候，就来到了所谓康斯坦丁这个皇帝信了耶稣以后，他把国变成国教化。
Thyatira has many markers of the Catholic Church through the Dark Ages.
那推亚推拉的教会就是讲到黑暗时期天主教的那个时代。
Sardis has many symbols of the Reformation and the Protestant churches.
那么这个撒迪的教会呢，就是所谓的马丁路德改教以后的事情。
Philadelphia shows us what happened in the recovery among the brethren in the 19th century in England especially.
然后这个菲拉铁菲教会是代表第十九世纪弟兄会的光景。
And Laodicea marks the church age that we're in today. 那么老底家的教会就是今天我们在末世教会的光景。
So many interpret the churches in this historical way.
所以有解经的人是把七个教会在这个整个两千年里面的教会的变化。
And in trying to improve themselves, they look at themselves.
那么今天要从这个神的话里头怎么样来改进我们自己。
One thing Church of Laodicea always does is look at itself and become pretty satisfied because they're better than the other churches.
老底家的特点就是喜欢看自己，越看就越漂亮，都比别人家好。
But if we would see what John saw in this vision,
但是我们如果从神要给约翰看的角度
，we would not find ourselves satisfied at all.
你应该看到我们毫无可取。
Can we eat the scroll of this vision we see before us?
那么这一个小卷我们吃得进去吗？
What is this vision?
他的异象看见什么呢?
John heard a voice.
他听见一个声音。
John turned around.
他听转身过来。
What's the first thing he saw?
他看见第一个看见什么?
The seven gold lamps.
他看见的是七个金灯台。
That's the first thing he saw.
他是第一个印象。
Now what are these seven gold lamps?
七个金灯台什么呢?
Now most people say these are seven lamps in the seven churches of Asia.
那一个解释就是他指的在小亚细亚的七个教会
because we know that each church symbolically has the testimony of Jesus in it.
因为每一个教会都有一个灯台照射耶稣基督的见证
and Jesus when he said the seven lampstands are the seven churches
耶稣自己解的时候他说七个灯台就是七个教会
we therefore say oh that means the seven lampstands are the church of Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamum
所以在这里你看到七个教会
but no Jesus said the seven lamps are the seven churches
耶稣并不是说七个灯台是七个这个教会
and what he was saying is something different from our thinking
耶稣说的话跟我们想象的不一样。
This was a heavenly vision.
这是一个属天的意象。
And here's what Jesus is saying.
他真正在讲什么
？What is the church of Eastside?
那东区这个教会是什么呢
？Is it this, the earthly view?
这就是地上的观点吗
？Or is there a heavenly reality to the church expressed here?
或者有一个属天的实体今天在东区表达
When Jesus looked at the church he was looking at the gold lampstand of that church in heaven
当耶稣讲到这个金灯台的时候他乃是从属天的光景讲到一个属天的实际
That's the church he sees
因为他在天上看见的是那个
That's the church he recognizes
这是他承认的在天上
and this becomes the standard for the church that's on earth
这个天上的标准才成为地上教会的标准
this is the high priest in the heavenly temple looking at the heavenly lampstand
因为这个耶稣今天是在天上的真帐幕里面他站在圣所看见他的七个金灯台
We know from the other prophetic book, the book of Hebrews.
那么另外一本书，希伯来书这样说
The temple, when it was on earth in the Old Testament,
在旧约这个圣殿
was the shadow of the heavenly temple.
他告诉我们，地上的圣殿是天上真帐幕的影儿。
In heaven, there actually is a temple.
在天上是有一个真帐幕。
And it's described at the end of the book of Revelation.
那我们到了启示录的末了你就看见了
And Jesus ministered in that heavenly temple
现在耶稣就在那个真帐幕里面侍奉
When he brought his perfect blood as a one-time offering in the heavenly sanctuary
他死的时候上十字架他把他的血就带到这个天上的帐幕里
So the earthly temple was a shadow of the heavenly reality.
所以地上的只不过是天上的一个影儿。
Now the church on earth is a shadow of the church in heaven.
所以地上的众教会应该是天上那个真教会的影儿。
That's why a Hebrews writer calls that the Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以希伯来书才会说到我们来到的是这个天上的锡安山是那个新耶路撒冷。
The church of the living God.
是神的教会。
How beautiful is the church?
那是何等的美丽。
Full of God's nature, that's gold.
那充满着神的属性，那就是用金所代表。
Full of God's character, that's gold.
充满了神的特征，他的特性，这是对金子代表。
This is what Jesus sees as his church.
这是耶稣在天上看见的实体。
And then when he comes to look at the church here on earth,
那然后现在把眼光看到地上的这些众教会。
Well, what is he looking for?
他找什么呢？
Is there any church on earth here that's perfect?
有没有地上有一个完美的教会呢？
No,
没有。
Every church is imperfect because we are sinners being transformed in the glory.
因为我们都是不完美的罪人，正在被神慢慢改变，要到完美。
And when he comes to the church, what does he see?
那么他今天来到地上的教会，他看见什么呢？
The church is in fact called by Paul in 1 Corinthians 3 the temple of the living God.
那保罗在以弗所书第三章称教会的时候是 神的殿。
Now there's many things that go on in the temple.
在殿里面有很多事儿发生。
You have the brazen altar.
你在那里可以看到有铜祭坛。
What is that?
那是什么？
That's our gospel.
这是我们的福音。
That's where we talk about Jesus' sacrifice for our sin.
那我们在那里介绍耶稣是我们的祭物，为我们的罪献上。
Then there's a laver to wash our hands.
然后你看到一个洗濯盆。
What is that?
干什么？
That's the sanctifying word that is necessary in the house of God.
在那里你要洗手洗脚，就告诉我们，我们神的话好像道一样洁净我们。
What's the table of showbread?
然后再进去看到有陈设饼的桌子。
This is where we eat the Lord Jesus as we minister the word that is living one to another.
那里讲到我们吃主耶稣，这个主耶稣是我们生命的饼。
There's the altar of incense.
然后就看到有一个金香炉。
This is where we love to come and worship our God and offer him the incense of the aroma.
当我们来敬拜神的时候，我们在这里烧香赞美我们的神。
But when Jesus comes to look for the final perfecting work,
他来的时候，他要看到整个的教会达到完全的地步。
His only focus is our lampstand.
所以他这个焦点就转向这个金灯台。
Every church has a lampstand.
每一个教会都应该有个金灯台。
Now it must be of gold.
而且必须是金的。
We are imperfect. How could this be of gold?
我们不完美，可是怎么圣经说我们是金呢？
How can it?
怎么回事？
Because it's the very presence of Christ in the church.
这里这个金的原因是因为在这里基督被彰显出来，这是金的。
Is he burning?
他焚烧吗？
Is he the light of the church?
他有光吗？
Is he the life of the church?
他是教会的生命吗？
Is there a testimony in the church of his golden life?
在这里你能够看到耶稣基督生命的那个金属金的性质吗？
Is there an expression of that golden life through the members in the church?
从每一个这个弟兄姊妹身上，能不能把这个金的神的这个属金的性情表现出来呢？
Now I don't know what you think, but I think the church at Ephesus seems to be the most spiritual of the seven churches.
我不知道你们对七个教会的印象是什么，但是我觉得以弗所教会实在是这七个教会最好的一个教会。
And yet when Jesus sees the church of Ephesus,
但是主耶稣看以弗所的时候
He says, if you don't repent, I remove your lampstand.
但是主却说如果你们教会不悔改我要把金灯台从你们 原处挪去。
Now what is the church without its lampstand?
但是如果一个教会没有灯台的时候这是什么东西呢？
There's many churches around without a lampstand.
今天地上很多很多的教会其实没有金灯台的。
They're still worshiping, still preaching the word.
在那边可能有传道，可能有敬拜。
Still preaching gospel.
有传福音。
The church is just furniture.
教会说充其量就是一个家具而已。
Altar, table,
有祭坛，有桌子。
Without the life of Jesus,
但是没有基督的生命
is nothing.
什么也不是。
Jesus isn't interested in how we worship, except for how we worship in the light.
耶稣对我们如何敬拜没有兴趣，耶稣只有兴趣看我们在这个光中是怎么样的实际。
That's why Laodicea represents the worst decline.
所以老底家教会是教会堕落到最低层了。
Because Laodicea had all of the furniture, but Jesus, the lamp, was outside of his own church knocking to come in.
所以你可以看得到 老底家教会什么都有，只差一样，就是金灯台，耶稣自己本人在外头。敲门，敲门。
Now all of this, I'm going to put this way.
这些我要这样子来说。
If you see the reality of the church all of gold.
如果你能够在教会中看见这个纯金的特质，
if you see yourself in light of that church, all of gold,
你把你自己放在这个图画的里头，
then you're on the right track.
你如果能够这样看的话，你就是看对了方向。
Do we desire the testimony of Jesus to be in our midst, whatever the cost?
我们是不是愿意为着这个金灯台的见证付上任何代价？
There are some very young churches around the world today. They know very little of Jesus, but his testimony is in the midst.
今天在地上有些地方，他们可能对这个主的认识并不深刻，但是在那里能够看见耶稣的见证。
And there are churches that have been preaching the testimony of Jesus and deeper life and the word of God for years, and his testimony is not there.
但是相反的，有地上也有教会，多少年都在那里讲耶稣基督的见证，等等等等，但是那里根本没有基督的见证。
Now what's our desire?
我们的渴望是什么？
To be better than WCCCCC, Westside Christian Chinese Church?
要比那个教会更好吗？
Is there such a thing? I don't know. Or what is our desire?
我们的愿望是什么？
I'm going to put it very simple.
简单讲。
God wants his children to abide by the gold standard.
所以神的心很简单，他是要我们以金为标准。
Now, many of you, so many of you business people, MBAs.
我们中间可能有一些是 MBA.
You know about gold standard.
你懂得什么叫
United States. You know about gold standard?
美国是不是以金为本的这个价值？
The United States was a young country, and in 1900, they went on the gold standard.
当美国早年在十九世纪的时候，货币是以金子为单位的。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思？
It means that a dollar, they set $20 per ounce as their gold standard.
在那个时候，这个美金印出来的时候，二十美金一个 ounce.
Every ounce of gold they have in Fort Knox, they can make a $20 bill.
就是在 Fort Knox 就是美金，美国放出储黄金的那个仓库里头，只要有一个盎司的黄金在那里，那美金就可以印$20。
So in other words, if the government printed up $1 billion worth of money, it had $1 billion worth of gold in Fort Knox.
所以在那个时代，政府印十亿美金的纸币，那在那个储金的地方就有十亿的。这个等值的黄金放在那里。
So you can take that dollar bill into the U.S. government and they have to give you this much gold.
所以你每次把黄金拿到美国的这个政府去，你可以换，就是用纸币换黄金。
Used to say gold certificate.
这上面会写这是黄金的 certificate, 就是证券吧。
Later on they changed it to silver certificate.
后来把黄金换一个字变成银子
，because they had a mixed standard of gold and silver.
因为说后来把金子加上混进一点银子进去了。
Now when they first made the first gold pieces out of actual gold coin,
他当时这个东西出来的时候是有一个金币。
How much do you think it was worth?
这个金币多少钱
？$20.
二十美金。
And then they made silver coins out of actual silver, and the silver was worth 25 cents.
那么也做了银币，银币是二十五分。
And the copper was worth a penny.
那铜币呢，就是一个 penny 的。
Now they make all our coins, but not out of silver, and it's all different now.
现在统统掉包了。
1970, we went off gold standard.
然后1970美国把这个金本位的关系跟这个纸币脱钩了。
Now economists always have to come up with fancy words. So nowadays we have fiduciary standard.
那现在就是一个 fiduciary standard 怎么翻译
？Which simply means fiduciary simply means faith.
凭信心的，对，凭信心。
Now you know how much this is worth?
那今天这一张纸花多值多少钱呢？
However strong the US government is, that's how much this is worth.
就是意思就是说美国政府多强，这张纸币就多多少钱。
The government now makes tens, hundreds of times as much as the gold we have in Fort Knox in printing.
今天美金的这个纸币其实是超过那个黄金储备的那个地方的实际价值的 几百万倍了，就是全部冲吸掉了，不值钱的。
And then when country say, how do we know you will pay us off your debt? We say, you can trust us.
那么每次人家问美国政府你怎么样还债啊，哎，你相信我就行了嘛。
That's why it's such a big business about defaulting on our loans back last month.
所以上个月你就可以看到我们来到一个经济的危机，就是说这个东西要破产了。
The dollar, it's as solid as China.
这个美金现在的这个可靠度就跟你的瓷器一样可靠。
Well, okay. Well, anyway, now you learn a little history lesson about our U.S. gold standard.
所以你现在稍微懂一下美国的美金的历史。
Now, brothers and sisters, the reason I bring this up is
为什么我讲这件事？
The church has lost its gold standard.
教会失去了这个金子的价值的观念。
You say, what's the church? You point to heaven, you show Jesus. You say, that's the church.
你现在问什么是教会，你应该是指着天上这位耶稣基督。
It's all Jesus, full of Jesus.
你必须任何的跟教会有关的都是跟基督发生关系的。
But we've left the gold standard.
但是我们今天跟这个基督这个金脱钩了。
What standard do we have?
那么今天你有什么标准呢？
Mega church standard?
就是大教堂的标准。
A preacher who's a star standard?
或者是有一个名传道的标准。
How many people would get saved preaching gospel standard?
或者说这个传道人能够一传道有多少人悔改的标准。
How beautiful our building is, standard?
或者这个教堂有多漂亮的标准。
That's the standard every Christian is going by today.
所以今天每一个人都有自己的标准。
Where do you go to church?
你到哪里不要聚会啊。
I go to this church over here, Reverend Crazy Horse is speaking. He's a great speaker.
那这个我去一个教会，他的这个牧师叫做 Crazy Horse.
Then if he goes, they find another crazy guy, and everybody goes.
然后另外一个人又找到另外一个明星，又跟着那个明星走。
I go over to this church.
我去这个教堂。
It's huge. Ah,、oh, I can sit in the back and drink my latte while they worship up in front.
那么我在后面可以喝我的咖啡，前面在那里欣赏节目。
I can go bowling downstairs.
听完到下一层就可以打保龄球。
This is a church.
这是现代化的教会。
We have 73,000 people meeting with us on Sunday.
礼拜天有73,000人聚会。
This is the gold standard.
这是我们今天的金价金标
准。Houston, Texas is the gold standard.
就是以休斯顿德克萨斯州为标准的。
And you see, as soon as we leave the gold standard, any standard.Is below standard.
今天如果放弃了这个金本位，什么标准都不合格。
You know, it's possible even for John the Apostle to forget the standard of the church.
甚至连约翰，也几乎放弃这个标准。
But as soon as he saw the seven lampstands and Jesus standing among them, he realized this is the church.
但是现在神把这个意象让他看见。耶稣行走在七个金灯台中间，他懂了。
Now I want to challenge you.
我向你们挑战。
When you look at the church of ECCC, did I have enough C's there?
ECCC.
When you look at the church of ECCC,
你今天看我们自己的教会。
Now what do you see?
你看见什么？
If you see anything less than God's vision of what your lamp looks like, your standard is too low.
如果你没有看见耶稣的标准的话，你的标准太低了。
I know we're very imperfect.
当然我们不是完全。
If we just look at one another, we can get all upset.
你看看彼此看看都不顺眼。
But you know, God is going to make of one another what he wants.
今天耶稣要做的工作就是把我们带到他要的标准上去。
Now can we eat that scroll?
那这个小卷你吃得进去吗？
If we can't eat that scroll, then you have to go find some nicer people.
那你如果这个这个小卷你吃不进去，那你只好去找一些你顺眼的人在一起咯。
But his standard remains the same.
但是他的标准一点也不改。
There's only one way that the church will come into that standard and be the prepared golden bride.
今天能够成为那一个预备好的教会，他可以回来成为他的心腹，你只有一个标准。
It's when we all see the singular goal we're working toward.
那就是说我们只有一个标准，这一个是我们的标杆。
We all look at Christ crucified and we see and find ourselves moving in his direction.
我们只看到这一个走十字架被钉死的耶稣，这个是我们效法的标准。
Now the second thing he saw in the vision,
第二个异象，
the
第二件事，
were the seven stars in his right hand.
就是这位耶稣手中有七个星。
Now he didn't know what they were.
他也不懂。
But Jesus explained.
耶稣解释给他听。
These are the seven angels of the seven churches.
这是七个使者。
And immediately, relief came to John. Encouragement came to John.
他里面马上得着安慰。
I want to tell you a mystery.
我跟你讲一个秘密。
God has set angel over his church.
每一个教会都有他的天使在看管。
They're in his hand.
在他的手中。
They're there for safety.
为了安全。
And they are there accountable to Jesus.
而且要在向耶稣负责。
And over the church, he has set angels.
每一个教会神就安排一个天使。
Now for John, this meant, even though he was in exile, God still had a guardian over his church.
虽然这个仆人是被放逐在巴摩海岛，但是神有他的天使看着他自己的教会。
As an apostle, John must feel responsible for these churches.
他自己是耶稣差派的使徒，他有对每一个教会有一个责任感。
But how wonderful to know there's a faithful messenger who will preach the truth in each church.
但是他现在听见耶稣告诉他说，神每一个教会都安排了他的天使向传达他的信息。
And God has this for his church.
神有预备为他的教会。
Now, of course, we have to ask who these people are.
那你要问他们是谁啊？
Now, some say these are humans, and some say these are angels.
那当然在解释上，有的人说这是人，有的人说这是天使。
Some make the case for, I am the pastor of this church because there's only one angel. That's me.
那有的人就说了，我是这个教会的牧师，我是这唯一的天使。
Some people make the argument, the angel must be plural. The brothers together, they're the angel.
那么，但在这里说这个天使嘛，是应该是照英文来看是复数的，所以我们应该是一群弟兄们。
Okay, so let's take a vote today. Now, how many of you? No, we're not going to. This is a mystery.
这是登台的奥秘。
Now I'll tell you how this mystery is.
我要告诉你怎么回事。
It may be a man.
可能是一个人。
It may be a woman.
也可能是一个姐妹。
It may be the brothers.
可能是一个弟兄。
It may be a brother who's not one of the brothers.
也可能不是那个弟兄。
But in this realm of the prophetic, God has a prophetic messenger to keep and guard every assembly.
所以在每一个教会里头，神都会设立这样的一个性质的天使，把耶稣的这个先知的话能够传达出来。
Now, I used to hold the view that this was, of course, an actual angel.
我个人的看法是指着实际一个天使说。
Sometimes I would imagine when I'm really bored during the worship or somebody's praying more than 10 minutes, if I kind of look up, I might see the angel up in the ceiling somewhere.
So, 在聚会里头，如果有一人祷告超过十分钟，我就看见异象，好像有天使在天花板上。
Now I will say I think the angel is hidden.
是天使常常隐藏自己。
But they're faithful.
但是这个天使很守信用。
Sometimes the church doesn't listen to the angel.
有的时候教会不听这个天使。
Because there's other demons preaching too loud.
因为在教会里有魔鬼在传道。
But somehow, Jesus will get his message through to God's people, for those who have ears to hear.
但是不管怎么样， 神借着他的仆人所讲的话是凡有耳的就应当听。
Now the reason I hesitate about the angel being an actual angel,
当然有的人不认为必须实际是一个天使，这个理由是什么呢？
Although he may be,
可能是
is because of two things.
有两个理由。
One, sometimes in these letters, it sounds like Jesus is telling the angel to get his act together as well.
因为在七封信里面信息里头有的话是对那个天使说的。
You read that very closely. He says, to the angel of the church of Sardis write, wake up! Now, he may be talking to the angel.
因为你在那个给撒迪的那封信里头他就说要 醒过来。这句话是对天使说的醒过来。
So you'll have to study this great mystery and see.
所以不管怎么样你应该回家慢慢去细嚼慢咽。
In any case, the angel we know may be angelic, but not divine, because after the angel talks, only the Holy Spirit can speak to the hearts of those who listen.
所以这一句话就是说圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的听的这个是圣灵做的事。
Now you do know the word angel just means messenger.
这个字的意思就是传话的人。
And many times in the Bible, human beings are called angels.
在圣经里面也有用讲人是这个天使。
And then sometimes they are angels, spirit angels.
但是有的时候是指那个灵界的天使，有的时候是指的我们物质界的人，这个字是互用。
Now, don't you love to have me come talk to you, confuse everybody about angels?
那我现在你们很高兴请了我来，把你们越讲越糊涂。
But if you will eat this scroll regarding the angel,
但是现在这里是讲到这个天使手上这个小卷，你如果能吃得进去的话
，then you should be encouraged.
你就会得到鼓励。
God has not forsaken his church.
因为教神没有放弃这个教会。
God will speak to his church.
因为神借着他们来对教会讲话。
Whoever the angel is,
不管是哪一个天使
，whether it's several people or one,
不管是好多个也好
，God will speak.
神总是借着他们
讲话。He will not let the church just go off without having a voice speaking.
他不会让他的教会走错路而没有提醒他们。
There are many churches that started out in the Lord and went off.
很多的教会开始是神的工作，但是后来就不知道到哪里去。
But in the history of every one of those churches, there was somebody saying, "No, this is wrong." But they didn't listen to the voice.
你从历史里面可以看到一件事情，神会兴起他的先知来警告他们说这是错的，但是当时的人不听。
But praise God,
感谢主
，He has His angels in His hand.
在耶稣的手中有他的使者。
And of course, thirdly, he saw this central revelation, this glorious Jesus, as he had never been seen before.
当然第三个重点他就看到这位 人子是他从来没有看过的那个面。
The whole image there in chapter 1 is of an omnipotent, mighty Lord Jesus.
所以在那个第一章的那几节圣经里面，这一位耶稣是一个荣耀大能的人子。
And there was John on the Isle of Patmos.
现在他自己是在这个荒岛。
But he was so encouraged.
却被这个意象大大的鼓励。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus is in the midst of his church.
因为他看见耶稣正在他自己教会中行走。
Jesus will trim the wick.Of the lampstand.
这个祭司是在那里修剪这个金灯台的这个灯芯。
Jesus will pour the oil in for the light.
这位祭司要在这个灯台里头加油。
We discover this mercy that Jesus never forsakes his church.
所以你在这个意象里面看见耶稣不放弃他自己的教会。
He is omnipotent.
他是无所不在。
Look how mighty he is.
他也是无所不能，他是大能的。
Surely, what he began, he can finish.
所以，凡是他开始的工作，他一定保证完成。
Look at his might and his glory.
看到他的荣耀与他的全能。
And can he not perfect his church as a lampstand of gold?
如果你能够看到这位耶稣是这样的一位的时候，他难道不把他自己的金灯台 带到完全吗？
And so he comes to each church and he speaks of weal and he speaks of woe.
所以他每一封信写给每一个教会的时候都讲到责备的话语与奖赏的话语。
And when John understands that the church is the lampstand,
他理解啊，教会是金灯台。
What does that take him back to?
那就把他带到哪里去了呢？
Right, Zechariah chapter 4.
他看到这个意象，他就回到撒加利亚书去了。
And what's the basic message there?
在撒加利亚书的信息是什么呢？
They were trying to recover the temple.
在那里他们要重建圣殿。
They laid the foundation and had to stop for years.
因为在那个时候他们要立这个圣殿的根基，可是停工了好多年。
Zechariah saw the lampstand.
那撒加利亚就看到这个金灯台。
And what was God's message?
当时神的信息是什么？
I will complete the temple.
他说我要完成这个圣殿。
Not by might nor by power but by my spirit.
不是依靠势力也不靠才能，依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
And when we see the lampstand,
当我们看见这个金灯台的时候，
we find ourselves encouraged by God's timetable.
你就被神的时间表鼓励了。
He will complete things.
因为他要做成这个工。
So you see, one of the most important reasons to eat the scroll of prophecy,
为什么我们要吃这个小卷呢？
It changes your time zone.
这样就把我们的时间改变了。
Now, you know, I just came from New York yesterday.
我昨天从纽约飞来。
And I am moving to this time zone.
我就穿过这个不同的时段。
Today I am in Chicago.
今天我的时间是芝加哥时间。
Making transition, right?
现在一个钟头一钟头改过来。
When you eat the scroll of prophecy,
当我们吃下这个小卷的时候，
suddenly you start to hear something.
你就会听见话。
It's from a different time zone.
是从不同的时段向你说的。
Here it is.
这是什么话呢？
The time is very short.
时间很短啊。
I am coming soon.
我马上就到了。
I am very near.
我很近了。
This comes out of the heavenly time zone.
这是从天上的时间说的。
Now why is there? And when you meet Christians,
今天我们碰到基督徒。
There's some Christians who don't know when Jesus is coming back. They say, well, the Bible says very soon, but I actually think it'll be 50 years because I still have to get married and have children and babies.
虽然圣经说耶稣要快来了，但是我的感觉起码五十年以后的事情。那现在我们赶快结婚啦，生小孩子啦，七七八八的事情。
And then there's other Christians say, oh, it's very near, it's very near.
那有些基督徒就说，哎呀，很近很近了。
What's the main difference between the two?
那这两种基督徒到底有什么不同啊？
Now you might say the ones who say it's very near are the ones who are getting very old.
一个就是很年轻，一个很老。
But no, that's not it.
不，这不是原因。
The whole difference is some have eaten the scroll, some have not.
它的差别，有人吃了，有人没有吃。
Now some people read Revelation,
有的人读启示录。
And what do they have?
他们看见什么
？A chart,
一个图。
Others eat the scroll,
但是有的人是把它吃进去了。
And they start to live in the time zone of He's coming very soon.
那么吃了小卷的人，他就活在那个时间表里头了。
It's not that some people are more religious than other people.
并不是这里说某一个人比另外一个人更有宗教性。
It's just some people have been given some signals from another time zone.
因为那一些吃了小卷的人是从另外一个时间里面得到了信号。
So like Jesus says,
像耶稣说，
when you see everything happening around you according to the prophecies of things falling apart,
然后耶稣对他的门徒说，如果你们看见这些我告诉你们这些事情都发生了，每一件事情都是在那里越来越坏。
There's two kinds of people.
那就有两种人。
People one, they say vote Republican.
那就是投共和党的票。
People two,
那另外一种人，
they look up because their redemption is drawn.
那他们就是向上看的人。
What's the difference?
这差别是什么呢？
Are you eating the scroll?
就是你吃了这个小卷没有？
Or are you listening to CNN?
或者你只是天天听 CNN 的人？
Our Lord Jesus is coming very soon.
耶稣回来很近。
And I want this afternoon, God willing, tomorrow morning, to chew on Philadelphia.
那么今天下午跟明天早上呢，主许可我就要讲这个腓拉铁菲的见证。
So if you look in your Bible, find Philadelphia and chew the scroll of Philadelphia.
那所以你们有时间的话，把腓拉铁菲这封信好好读一读。
One reason I pick it,
我挑这个教会的原因
，because it has all weal, almost no woe.
因为在这一封信里面，几乎百分之百都是 祝福的话，很少这个警这个咒诅的话。
I'm trying to give you a healthy diet.
这样吃起来消化比较容易一点。
Lots of wheel, and we must discover why.
你要去找他的原因啊。
Why does he commend this church?
为什么主耶稣称赞这个教会
？Why does he not tell it to repent?
而没有叫他悔改呢
？We're going to chew a little bit on that scroll.
我们要把这那一卷书稍微多一点讲解。
But now we need to finish because now I feel hungry for a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
快点结束，不然不能吃饭。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for the precious Word of God.
主，我们实在为你的话感谢你。
You gave us the Word of God to sanctify us.
你把这个宝贵的话赐给我们，使我们圣洁。
We taste its honey to our lips.
因为你的话在我们的口中像甜。
But now we want to be those who have a prophetic digestion.
主，我们求你让我们有能够先知的胃口。
Who eat the scroll.
能够把你的话吃进去。
Until the revelation comes.
一直到你自己的启示从你的话里面出来。
This prepares us to live in these days.
因为只有这样才能够预备我们在这个末世来生活。
May we be faithful to you.
让我们对你有一个忠心。
Strengthened by the power of your word and the Holy Spirit.
借着你的话与圣灵的能力来使我们有力量。
Set before these your precious people the gold standard as the only standard for the church.
让我们今天在地上，我们只有一个标准，就是金的标准。
And bring us, omnipotent one, even to the end.
让这一位全能的主能够带领我们一直到底。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.